Hey, welcome back to another podcast. This time is a video cast. So if you're listening on iTunes or any of those podcast programs, you can also check us out on empowerowners.com, and there will be a link to the video. So welcome to our
Chuck, we've made it to podcast number 4.
Yeah.
And through what could just be said as tumultuous times, essentially we have been on, you know, lockdown,
yeah,
going pending everything that's been going on with COVID-19, which has had, you know, obviously many impacts on most industries, most notably like service, retail, and definitely real estate.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Cut down on that open house traffic.
REBNY, you know, a number of governing bodies, you know, they're all on board, just suggesting to maintain social distancing and, you know, keeping the space, not doing showings. So essentially, the real estate market has kind of been put on hold, you know, throughout this process. A lot of the large time listers and platforms, they've actually decided to take days on market off of their platforms, you know, and I think just as a measure to, you know, not hurt the listing, you know, still being live, because obviously people want to see, you know, deals being done, but it's still just kind of unclear at what rate, you know, it will continue to do so. You know, so just as you know, an owner, Chuck, kind of going through this all right now, do you have just like initial feelings or thoughts, or, you know, do you see like a pathway to success, you know, yeah, in the coming weeks, months?
Well, I think for owners, there are these extraordinary times when there's nothing you can do. Now, of course, as an owner, this is costing me money, because, you know, time essentially is money here, and I still have to pay my real estate taxes and my condo fees, right? So, you know, luckily my condo fees aren't that high, and also, you know, condo fees do go to support other things, like the super's salary and the utilities that the building does require. Elevators still need to run, you know, and all that. The other issue is taxes, right? So now a lot of people are in this situation where their income is drastically reduced, and so they still have to pay property tax. So it would be interesting to see what the government does in terms of this tax, property tax issue, and how they deal with property tax, and that's going to hurt. Plus, you know, obviously right now the housing market is going to go down, right? So there won't be as many sales, and people aren't moving it around, and so the prices are dropping probably. And the big question is whether or not we will see that giant drop as COVID-19 is over. What's going to happen? You know, once it's over and people are out and back to their jobs and back to their regular lives, their savings are depleted. So are they going to be able to afford buying? So this has become a very big problem. I mean, obviously we all know that this will be a problem for the economy. There's going to be a slowdown in the economy no matter what. So are we prepared for that? And of course, you know, homeowners are going to be hurting. Their housing values will drop significantly. So in some sense, like I see that, you know, what we need to do at empowerowners.com is to push through and keep going, and also our mission is still correct, right? Because what's going to happen is that people will be looking at alternative ways to sell their homes that is going to cost them less, right? Because the value will drop, and they're not going to be able to pay the high percentage rates to sell their homes. So hopefully for us, that means that, hey, we're doing something right, and we're going to help people sell their places. And our structure of, right now, we don't charge anybody anything.
Right.
So that's great. And, so we're still thinking about what we're going to do in the future in terms of how we would monetize the system. But, our thought from day one has always been like, this will be super affordable at a flat rate. We're not charging a percentage, and we're going to make the cost of this software in the hundreds of dollars and not in the tens of thousands of dollars or thousands of dollars, right? So,
I mean, it's super interesting. We've always talked about kind of these percentages of being something that would kind of fade out over time. We were thinking long term. But right now, obviously, with what's going on, it seems like anything can change, drastically, within a day's time period. So, all of these, technologies and new ways of doing business, they are just more necessary than ever right now. And I feel like that's kind of in the position that we're in right now. Like you said, the goal is to help owners, and then I'm surprised. I'm certainly shocked, but yeah, that percentage, it's like it could be gone much sooner, than I thought or you thought. And people really taking advantage of, an Empower Owners platform.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Certainly, like, I do know quite a few people who are in the industry as realtors, and they do a fine job, and it's not like they're our enemy. We are essentially helping the people who weren't going to hire them anyway, right? Who are going to do this on their own, and we're going to help them with this. So, I think our thoughts are still with the people that we know, and the people who still have families to feed and things like that. So we certainly hope that that they'll be fine in our economy here.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to see a ton of loss of people, losing their livelihoods. That's definitely not what you want at all.
Right.
Hopefully certain measures will be put in place. I mean, I don't have a full grasp on the extent of, what this means long term or even kind of near term for how our society functions. How our financial institutions, continuously react to maybe having to stay in for extended periods of time. Right. Is that the new normal? And then how are things conducted or transacted?
Right.
And a lot of these things will be coming to light. It's like day by day. This is what I'm hearing, all throughout the news. And you look at something, we'll see tomorrow, but it's the last day of March, we're getting into April. I don't know if you've been reading about commercial mortgages, in that industry, and a number of people are saying like it's on the brink of collapse. How are these certain financial institutions that kind of sit, I suppose, like at the top, how will they continue to function?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer, and it's just something I'm very concerned about moving forward. I want people that are in real estate to be able to take care of themselves 100%. But this is something that is coming. I think just for the industry in general, and a lot of people in the brokerage community will kind of realize it. I'm sure they are already very quickly. I see a number of brokerages taking steps to kind of amp up their virtual game, making things kind of fully online. So that's already a direction that they're moving towards, but it's going to be, I think, way more drastic than that.
Yep. You know,
this is what I think. But we'll see, right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel like, owners in this kind of time frame can maybe better prepare themselves for what's going on,
right?
Right now? Are there things that you thought about, maybe suggestions that we could offer?
Yeah, I think right now it's interesting to watch kids who are studying at home. They take their classes at home, and so this concept of online learning, distant learning, is really catching on due to the COVID-19 issue. And so I think what owners can do now for themselves is basically to do that, to study at home, to figure out what all these legal financial terms mean when they sell a home, to really get into the nitty gritty and take this time to educate yourself.
Yeah. What kind of platforms or tools would you use to kind of educate, yourself?
I find a couple of things really good. Obviously you're going to go on Google, but check your state's website. So every single state in this country has a Department of State and Department of Finance. And you can basically check those things and figure out.
Sorry, my son.
Your mic is very clear, huh?
Oh, is it coming in loud and clear?
Oh, yeah, it's coming in loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah, so we should, you can go to the state websites, check on Department of Finance, Department of State. Those things have the most accurate information, right, because they have to. So those are great resources. They are boring. They are written by lawyers. They are boring. I read through pretty much all of New York State's rules and regulations. So, yeah, it's very boring. And then there are tons of websites out there. There are tons of resources. Usually they're done by real estate lawyers to give people some information to sort of attract customers that way. But they're still pretty good. But definitely, check those things. Also, let's say you already have an idea where you want to move to, which town or location you want to move to. Search there, right? Because there are specific laws that apply to townships, whether it's tax collection, garbage collection, wastewater, special taxes. Research those things, right? So you want to know about those areas, or research your own town, right? Because sometimes there are things that you sort of take for granted, and the buyer is going to need to know these things. So definitely research your town, write it down, be prepared.
How an owner should think about price adjustments, with everything that's going on? How should owners frame pricing in their mind? How are you thinking about it?
Right. Yeah. That's a really tough one. Everyone needs to know their finances, right? Because I know my finance situation, and I am prepared to hold off the sale until the price recovers a certain amount, right? So fortunately, I'm not pressured to sell. I know there are going to be issues. Some people will be pressured to sell. Unfortunately, those people have to sort of start to adjust prices. And it's experimental, you know, you adjust it a little bit. If it's not working out, you adjust it a little bit more. But know your bottom, right? Know at what point you need to go. And also know how long you can last. Like mm-hmm. how many more property tax payments can you make? How many more common charge, or you know, how much can you burn?
Do you think we may hear from local or state governments, some verbiage on real estate or property taxes? Maybe that they would pause them for 60 or 90 days. Do you think that's something that's possible?
That's a good question. I really hope so. I haven't seen that in the news where government, state or local government is suspending property taxes. And that's interesting because here's what's happening. In a density like New York, there's a lot of talk about what happens to renters who cannot afford to pay rent, right? Mm-hmm. So the city has essentially stopped all evictions, right? So there are no evictions in the city. You cannot evict anyone for failure to pay rent. The landlords, the property owners, are still required to pay property taxes. And sometimes in those buildings, the taxes are rather high. So how long do you expect property owners to be able to continue to pay real estate taxes? So obviously that's going to be an issue. Real estate taxes are based on locality, right? So, and some localities like New York might be able to survive some of the property tax issues, right? Because if New York City decides to suspend property tax for a little while, then yeah, maybe New York can weather that storm, or some reduced amount of property tax, New York City will be able to weather that storm. Smaller townships, smaller cities or towns, they may not be able to do that, right? Because their sole income is from those property taxes, and those property taxes keep things like the police department working, and they may not be able to do it, right? So that's going to be something that everyone needs to be aware of, depending on where they live.
Well, I mean, what do you think about continuous fiscal intervention at these unprecedented scales?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think it's required. Right? I mean, that's essentially what the government is there for. That is the government's prime function, is to provide the social safety net. And if the government does not provide the safety net, then our economy could collapse. Right? So I think that's very important. The other thing that I'm keeping a close eye out is on essentially the cost of doing this, right? Because will we be facing a massive inflation down the line? So let's say like 3 or 5 months from now, inflation goes crazy and our money is worth less. So whatever you sold your place because of like hyperinflation, now the amount of money you received is half, or I don't want to panic people, but these are the things you have to watch, right? You got to see whether or not
I completely agree, because in one regard I know that the quantitative easing is necessary at this point, but it's right. Like it's the financial strain on the majority of the population. Who is paying for these stimulus bills, and then how many times can it be done, especially if people are in a position where they need a pause on their real estate taxes, and all these other kind of things, domino effect, like you're talking about. It's super important to stay in front of, and just watch out for it. Just stay up to date. I mean, we're going to know so much more tomorrow, or April 2nd, we'll hear about, how landlords, what kind of faith you know, people are putting back into the system, and then, you know, how many people are potentially, you know, not making those payments or defaulting on large scales. Like, yeah. You know, well, so we'll see what that looks like. I think people should be prepared for like a totally, you know, new landscape. In terms of transactions, and like you say, it would be, you know, unfortunate to see hyperinflation. You know, it would not be good.
Yeah. And I think right now, I mean, we still look okay. So, you know, I'm glad the bill was signed, and now there's like $2 trillion that will be pumped into the into our economy, and hopefully that's going to keep that at bay for a bit. But do I think that would be the last one? No. I think there will be another one down the line, and I think it will be necessary.
Right. I think at some point it's like the cat's out of the bag, right? And, you know, there's only so many times that you can do those kind of stimulus packages.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, how are people thinking about that, you know, and what it means for a lot of people?
Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah.
I do not mean to sound, you know, grim at all. I think it's just like, you know, they're necessary conversations, you know,
right.
Potential eventualities. You know, it's important to think about them because it's like worst case scenario. You know, have we thought about how to move forward?
That's all food for thought. Well we shouldn't be like all doom and gloom in
the I know I was gonna say
yeah but well
Any good things going on?
You know, yeah, there are some good things going on. You know, it's during this self-isolation, I had, you know, a good amount of time to do some programming. There's some stuff in the works that we can't really discuss right now, which, you know, I think a lot of this stuff in the works are maybe not directly affecting our users. But there is one that does, and that has to do with the idea of rentals. And this might be something that would affect some of our users, in that if they decide to not sell and rent instead, right? Because there will always be a rental market. People need places to live. Mm-hmm. If this is a situation where you decide that, hey, you know what, I just can't afford to sell my place for, you know, a much lower price, and you decide to rent it out, we are working on that in the code to turn this into also a rental system. Right now there's not there's nothing preventing you from turning into a rental system right now. We never say anywhere on the property profile that this property is for sale or for rent. So in the price, instead of saying, you know, I'm selling my place for $500,000, you could just put, you know, $1,500 per month, $2,000 per month. You could do that. I mean, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. But we do want to make more changes to that, where we're trying to put in more features for someone who wants to rent their place. So that's basically the big change now is to do that, to change it into also a rental system.
Yeah, that's amazing, Chuck. And you've been like cranking that out. I know you've just been like coding nonstop. So really looking forward to that coming out. And that'll be something that's kind of in the coming weeks, right?
Yes. It should be in the coming weeks. I mean, probably before our next podcast. So our next podcast, we will make this an official announcement when all the features are pushed out.
Okay. Oh, man. So it's all very exciting. All very exciting still. Super cool that we can continue, you know, in this fashion. You know, that like our initial kind of ideas and put us in a position to like still proceed and succeed.
Right. Yeah.
And really help people out, right? I mean, that's
yeah,
been like, our focus this whole time. You know, we want to keep getting content out in a platform that helps owners in more ways than one.
Yep, absolutely.
Any kind of thoughts, you know, moving forward in the coming days or weeks, you know, to owners out there or people who are just kind of thinking like, you know, what's going on with real estate?
Oh man, yeah, I don't know. I'm really at the edge of my seat here too. I keep my eye on it, as you know, my place is sitting empty. You know, I've been under this, you know, isolation thing for a while, yeah, so the only time that I've been outside was to go visit the apartment. I just needed to pick up some mail, so I put on my personal protective gear.
Right.
You know, walked over there, check the mail, check the place, walk back, and that was it. Like, I have had everything delivered, which in New York it's pretty convenient, right? Because I just get groceries delivered. And so yeah, so that's it for me. It just, you know, but yeah, I don't. I hope everyone else out there is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Stay at home, you know.
I think if people can put them in positions, you know, where they're learning and they're able to communicate and discuss openly, you know, and if we can bring on more people that are interested in, you know, the information that we're giving out and what we're talking about.
And they can reach us.
Yeah.
Feel free to email us.
Please do.
Yeah.
And it's looking good.
Yeah.
So it's so exciting. We'll have those updates, you know, on our next podcast. We are still bringing on owners, you know, and new clients, which is really fantastic and exciting, you know, kind of even in these unprecedented times. But we will continue ahead, right, Chuck?
That's right. We'll push ahead.
Very good. Very good.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. My name is Chuck. You can reach me, chuck@empowerowners.com.
And I'm Chris. You guys can reach me at chris@empowerowners.com. If you hop onto empowerowners.com, super easy to create an account. You know, just go to get started, and you'll be prompted to set up an account. You know, we would love to hear from you guys. All of our social channels and our podcast archive is located on our website. So we really want to hear from you. We want to know your thoughts. We look forward to continuing this journey. So until next time, guys, all right, take care. Thank you. Bye.